Kramer with Mission Network News. The representation of Christians in Afghanistan is so small that to be one means certain persecution. With the majority of the population being Muslim, these new Christians aren't just deciding to follow Christ. They're seen as abandoning their old faith and their own safety. Bob Blinko of Frontiers USA says believers there have to be prepared to pay the ultimate price. But there is good news in Christ's example of obedience to his Father. And part of supporting the persecuted church means praying for the persecutors to know Christ. So let's pray.
We pray, Father, that you would gloriously reveal your love for them and your power to save and bring them to yourself, bring them to your high mountain, that they may know the moment of salvation in Christ, but also learn the way of the Lord.
And finally, this U.S. election season will be over soon, but the casualties have left scars on our society. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says, especially now, Christians need to embody Christ's hope. And that's not to be trite. It's what our neighbors need.
To me, definition of hope is that things you never thought could change can change because of Jesus. You are living proof that there's someone who can give hope when the doctor can't. You're living proof that there's hope for a, quote, hopeless marriage. You're living proof that there's hope at the depths of grief when you've lost the most important person in your life. This isn't the time to be known by our political affiliation or by our anger or by our anxiety. It's a time to be known for our hope.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.